The National Park Service is proposing new rules for corporate sponsorship of park projects and facilities. That means if companies donate money, they might be recognized by name on the site of the park.
The proposal does not mean that the actual parks will soon sport corporate names, but critics are afraid that we soon might see something like the official beer of Yosemite.
The Department of the Interior says that any corporate recognition will be tasteful, things like engraved bricks in a walkway or plaques with names of donors.
But it's just too easy to imagine the possibilities for something more expansive.
There could be Thermos, official sponsor of Hot Springs National Park.
Or the AARP, on behalf of the Endurance of the Venerable, could lend its support and name to the Petrified Forest National Park.
How about the Lincoln Memorial becoming the Lincoln Mercury Memorial? Or in a daring move, Toyota could sponsor Ford's Theater here in Washington.
Martha Stewart's Corporation might sponsor Alcatraz Island National Park.
Or what about Clearasil's Crater Lake National Park? Rogaine could help out Yosemite's Half Dome.
And just in time for the holidays, Chimney Rock National Historic Site could be brought to you by the St. Nicholas Center, devoted to discovering the truth about Santa.